Welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. Lisbon's great food is no secret anymore. Now the irony is that as tourists flock to the city, many of the old school restaurants are disappearing with large-scale private developments and hotels taking their place. This week we head to Alcantara, which is a riverside neighbourhood on the western fringe of Lisbon. It used to be a hub of industrial activity and home to Lisbon's first working port. The area's looming revival could risk the livelihoods of many of those local eateries that have served the neighbourhood for generations. Monocle's Saima Tarik takes a walk around with Francesca Savoldi, an urban researcher who also runs tours for culinary backstreets.
It's curious, this is not a touristy neighbourhood still. If you walk around here, you can find very different foods related to the past, what this neighborhood has been in the past. So the main interest for me is the seafood. And this kind of seafood and fish restaurants that are also beer house, they are very cheap and humble. And they are concentrated here because the harbor is very close. And the harbor, of course, before the container, many people were working there and they get a good salary, so they used to come here and eat. But of course, the places, the prices were cheap. Then you see new wave, for instance, here behind there is a Japanese restaurant, and walking not so far from here, there is an old factory, Elchis factory, which basically has been renewed 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, and now is a kind of creative hub, so you have like a fusion dedicated to another audience. But walking around as well, you see new things.
It's full of huge empty buildings, I've noticed.
Yes, there were factories, textiles especially, and cottons, yes. And they've been abandoned, they are like ruins now, they've been abandoned for long, 20 years, 30 years. It wasn't a neighborhood of interest. But now, because the city is living this wave of renewal, of course, it's interesting again. You also can find many fado restaurants. Amalia Rodriguez, the Portuguese, are very proud and famous fado singer. She wasn't born here, but she was living here for a long time. Alcantara is not known as a touristic place, like for instance, Anfama, where there are many fado places. But walking here, you have this kind of surprises. And she was, Amalia Rodriguez was here selling oranges and singing. There are restaurants for everybody. If you go, for instance, to the Palacio, which is my favorite seafood place here, you see locals, you see residents of this area, kids, old people, they just go there and there are many tables and you see that the waiters, they have like a familiar relationship with the customers. They used to go there. And the owner of this place, He used to own several, just in front also. But now the building in front is being renewed. It's going to be in a hotel, of course. The speciality of the classic Lisbon, which is sapateira, is the crab, which is filled by the crab meat mixed with a kind of garlic mayonnaise. It's curious how the people eat this because it is been eaten as a snack. So you eat it with bread and butter. Then you have lobsters, but also it's a special place because you have very high quality meat. So you can eat like classic Portuguese, like cozida, which is the stew.
And you get a lot of shellfish as well.
Yes, yes,
from
yes,
all
yes.
Over the country and even outside, I saw people eating Mozambican yes. prawns and clams from Algarve.
Depend of the season. But here at Palacio you can find percebes, which is barnacles. They are from the Portuguese coast. Then you have prawns, of course the giant prawn from Mozambique, but also clams, which is another classic.
Hola, boa tarde.
Boa tarde.
Tudo bem? Mudou a loja?
Hola, boa tarde.
Tudo bem? We are in Merceria Progresso, which is a traditional grocery who's been here since the 60s. Mr. João has been working here since the beginning and he's still selling vegetables and this special cheese and cod fish when it's available, and these beautiful Porto bottles that you don't find anywhere else. And if you look well, many of them, they look old, they look antique, Reserva, but they don't have the year when it was made on the label. So Mr. Joao, he used to say that they are very old and tasty, and Reserva, he said that before the 80s they were not put in the year. Actually, it's a bit weird, but if you try, it's very tasty. It's especially good, this port he has, Clipper, for drinking with this special cheese from Serra da Estrela. The Merceria, I think, is going to disappear soon, actually. It's going to be interesting to see how Alcantara is going to change, because in terms of food also. And before the industrialization, this was an area for working class and people who was working at the port and in the factories. But after the abandonment, these empty spaces are being now renewed and took by other activities. For instance, now there are more offices and luxury apartments as well. So this social change is going to be visible looking at the food too.
Do you think a Palacio will still be around? I hope so.
I don't know. Actually, there are many people going there, but it's the last restaurant of this owner, who before owned several of them. So maybe it's going to be like one of the last. But yes, I hope they're going to be there for longer.
This was episode number 23 of Food Neighborhoods. Our guide to the Lisbon neighborhood of Alcantara was Francesca Savoldi. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and goodbye.